So are you good with West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground? No, North Philadelphia?
Yeah, okay. North Philadelphia, born and raised.
All right. We'll change the lyrics for you. We'll call Will Smith, get it done, all right?
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Yeah, that's how we roll. Don't worry about it.
We took 15 seconds. We've strained the relationship already, Kyle. It's been 15 seconds, and we've already messed it up, so our apologies. What is your Twitter handle right now, Kyle?
Yeah.
It's at KLO7, but I have to change it because I'm wearing number 3 this year, so... it's probably going to be at Kalo something, but it ain't going to be 7 that much longer.
Well, the website's in trouble too. You wore 1 at Nova in Memphis. No number 1?
No number 1. I think it was, I wanted it to be 7, but Andrea, he has that number on lock, and I wouldn't even disrespect him or the organization by trying to get that. And he's done a great thing with that number. And I think 3 was just a number where, it was just a good number. This is a very, you can say it well. It's easy to point out. Mm-hmm. So it's a good number.
Big Rex Chapman fan.
Yep.
On the line with Kyle Lowry of the Raptors, Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Kyle, I know you're new to the market, and if you want the 7 from Andrea, I think there's a way you can get it.
Yeah.
How's that?
Primo Pasta.
Primo Pasta, yeah. He's big on his Primo Pasta.
Loves his Primo.
I mean, I can treat him to it, but I can't make it. So I'm sure he can treat himself to it.
Kyle, you run off the front. You had a fascinating quote during today's press conference. You wanted the keys to the team, and you want to drive them to the postseason.
Yeah.
What kind of a car do you see in front of you right now? What will you be driving?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, we're at like a Alpina B7 BMW.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm.
That's the car I drive, but it's a high-end car with the ability to be better, and you can add some things to it to make it faster and better, bigger. Mm-hmm. But I believe in the next couple of years we'll be driving a Rolls-Royce or a Bugatti.
Right, so we're working on tricking out this BMW.
We're working on tricking out the BMW, and then we're looking at moving it up to a Rolls Royce Phantom or a Bugatti. that's in years to come. So hopefully sooner than later.
Kyle Lowry joining us on Tim and Sid, aka K-Lo. You just turned 26. Do you feel like you're entering your prime as a basketball player?
I think I'm getting better. I believe I'm still growing. I think the prime is 27, 28 years old, and I believe that I'm at 26 right now, and I'm starting to come to my own a little bit even more, given the opportunities that I've been given the last couple of years to play and make some strides. That's what I've been doing.
Do you feel like a point guard is kind of like a quarterback in the NFL where – you kind of need that time to figure out the position at its highest level before you become the dude?
I believe so. I think it's tough, for a point guard to come, to be on a good team. I believe it definitely takes a few years to get it, especially when you come from where I come from and wasn't given the ball. The guys, the Derrick Rose, the Chris Paul, who, were given the ball right away, and they got the opportunity to learn on the fly. It helps them. But myself, I wasn't given the ball right away, so... Mm-hmm. I had to earn it, but I think I'll do a good job of keeping it.
Kyle Lowry of the Toronto Raptors here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Kyle, you're entering a situation that in a lot of ways puts you in a bit of an awkward spot, and that the team has had a point guard for a while in Jose Calderon. You're entering an organization that has had what people around here consider an established guy in Jose Calderon at your position.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of discussion. Have you spoken to Jose? Do you plan on talking to Jose? Are you going to leave well enough alone for now? How do you approach this?
No, I haven't spoken to him. I haven't talked to him. But it's a situation where he's going to help the team. I'm going to help the team, and we're going to push each other to be the best players we can be. It's nothing. There's no type of hatred or anything. It's just two guys on the same team pushing to make the team better. It's definitely going to be a fun situation in practice, but we're going to go out there and get after it. I don't think it's going to be any animosity. It's going to be he's going to try to do his job, and I'm going to do my job.
This city has already had a Philly raised, Villanova schooled point guard in Alvin Williams. He made his name by being tough as nails, and it seems like Philly dudes pride themselves on that tough game. Are you one of those dudes, or is that just an urban myth?
No, I think we all pride ourselves on doing that, playing hard and going out there and giving it our all. And I think as most Philadelphia guards, you know, we get that stigma for being tough, hard, gritty guards because that's what we are. You know, a lot of us come up, you know, playing on the playgrounds, on the concrete and falling on the concrete and bouncing back up. So I think that's where we get our grittiness and toughness from.
As a pair of Toronto dudes born and raised, that goes over well in this city. Trust me.
That's all I know how to do is play hard and give them my best.
I'm West Toronto, born and raised.
Yeah, you are.
Sorry, we'll get a lot more accurate track next time, Kyle. My bad. Kyle Lowry of the Raptors here on Tim and Sid Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Kyle, as this free agency period / off season has progressed in the city, basketball fans have been asking themselves what kind of a market this is. Where is the draw for the city of Toronto and the NBA? I'm curious what you thought when you heard you were coming here.
Well, I was excited. You know, I know the city from playing here the last couple of years, you know, coming up here once a year, playing up here. The draw is, you know, it's a great city. I mean, it's an awesome, fantastic city with many cultures and many different nationalities. Also, you know, everybody says, you know, you can't get free agents up here, but if the team's winning and you're showing progression and you're at that team where you're at that cusp of winning the championship, free agents are going to come. You know, they're going to want to be here because of the city. You know, yeah, it may be cold, it may be, you know, snow, but you get that in New York, you get that in Philly, you get that in Boston, mm-hmm. you get that, you know, all over the place. You know, it's not just that. It's, you know, when your team is successful and you're winning games, then things become much more easy to get free agents. And I believe it's a very attractive city.
Winners attract winners, right?
Exactly.
Why didn't things work out in Houston for you?
I don't know. I mean, I think they're just heading in a different situation, you know, route right now. And, you know, I wish them all the best. I'm glad they gave me an opportunity to be who I've become a little bit. And now it's time for me to move on. They're definitely, I think they're headed in a different direction. But, you know, I appreciate what they've done for me. And I'm glad I'm on a new team right now.
Kyle Lowry of the Raptors here on Tim and Sid Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Kyle, Brian Colangelo, and he's admitted this now a couple of times, he's been working on this deal for a while. He's had his eye on you for a while. So he clearly wants something you can give him. In the conversations you've had, what specifically is that?
Me. that's all I can specifically tell you. You know, the hard nose, the gritty, the guy who can kind of go out there and play tough and give him his all every single night. And still growing, still developing as into a higher elite point guard.
What do you think you can be?
I don't know. I don't even put, like I told him in the press conference, I don't put a cap on or no ceiling onto my game.
Well, I guess in the end, Brian Colangelo is simply quoting Russell Simmons by saying, do you, right?
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate the quote.
Kyle, you got a whole new set of teammates here. You got new guys to play with. Who are you most looking forward to playing with?
I've been asked that question. I think I'm looking forward to playing with everyone. I think, I look forward to playing with Andrea because he's such a great shooter and it makes my job a lot easier to be able to kick and draw and throw back. I look forward to running with Landry and DeMar on the wings, throwing them some lobs and getting them up to go dunk. I'm really looking forward to playing with the big fella Jonas Valanciunas coming over because I've seen a couple YouTube clips on him and, you know, I'm appreciative of what he does on the floor, what I've seen.
We've also found out very quickly that you know a little bit about Toronto, but if you ever need any advice on food and or drink, feel free to give us a shout. We are your dudes for that information, man. If you ever need it, okay?
All right, that's perfect. I see you guys eat a lot and hang out.
Well, we eat a lot.
That's, we do, yeah.
We eat a ton. Actually, Kyle, one last question. With new guys to the city, we've been starting to ask this of them. I think this tells a lot. If you were a professional wrestler, what would your entrance song be?
Ooh. Your walking music.
No. What the Rock is cooking.
Oh, so you
we'll change my name, though. We'll change it to K-Lo's Cooking.
You go with an oldie but a goodie is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it simple.
You're going to hear a lot of Pound the Rock from Coach Casey, so don't worry about it. I think you have picked the right song to come into, my friend. Hey, thanks for joining us. Welcome to Toronto, and we wish you the best here.
All right, thank you. I thought it was appreciated.